Thank you, my dear. Let's see, we got a couple more minutes for everybody to sign in.
Okay. Good to see you, Don.
Hey, good
Hey,
to see you.
Don.
That all worked out today.
Hey, Greg,
Steve.
John,
He's got a bunch of people.
Oh.
bless you. Good morning.
Oh, that's good. This one. Are you gonna, what page are you going to start? Is it 186 or 187?
What was that
Which
again?
page are you going to start
I'm
on?
probably going to start on 285.
285.
Okay.
Okay. Ready. Oh, that's a good idea, Laura. Thank you. What I want to do now. Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, I think we get about ready.
Yeah.
Okay.
Especially since you're going to one way.
That's right. Morning, everybody. Welcome. For those of you who are might be new, or for those of you who might not be new, that we are broadcasting live from Unity of Louisville, which is also
Community Church.
Highland Community Ministry. And you're more than welcome to come back in person. We have a nice little sanctuary. So some people I know use this for their church, which you're more than welcome to do. But we also have another hour of church afterwards. If you would like to join us either now or then, you're more than welcome. So let's take a moment just to get a sense of our connection with one another. Get a feel or a sense of a vibration that is higher than your physical self. It would be as if you put on a new pair of glasses that allowed you to see further and clearer than you could without them. Or you could put it in more of a spiritual terminology of imagining someone in your life that you love dearly and who loves you back. And then get a sense of what it would be like to love them even more. And without realizing it or thinking about it, you have raised your own vibration and raised the vibration of that person you love. Now imagine what it would be like to walk around all day with those new glasses and an open heart. What would be different? And as we explore together this morning, Can you simply open yourself up to the possibility that you can live life on a higher plane of reality? The lower plane does not disappear, but it becomes less important. Deep breath, stretch a bit. You can open your eyes when you're ready. Does anybody have anything you want to share or start off with before we begin with the book? Okay. Today's lesson is going to be a little bit different. Because what the guides have done is they've created sort of an imagery. But an imagery that presents what we might call a different reality. Beyond the physical realm. This is what it means when the Course in Miracles suggests that everything is an illusion. What they are suggesting is what you see or what you get through the knowledge or the awareness that you get through your five senses is very, very limited. It's not really the truth. So if I see a room full of bodies, or let's say the room that I'm sitting in right now with six or seven bodies in it, okay? I'm seeing you on a physical plane, but I'm not seeing who you are. It takes an effort, it takes work for me to see beyond the physical plane, to know who you are. Now, what they're suggesting here is that we can actually come to a point in our awareness where I can see you as you are. Sort of Thomas Merton standing on the corner of 4th and Walnut. Now, I'm not there yet. I don't think I'm even close to it yet. But that's my perception. I might be just a step away. So might you. So what I want you to encourage us to do this morning is to open ourselves up to the possibility that I can see beyond this material world, that I can see you for who you truly are. And that's beyond, really beyond definition. Just to give you a, for instance, I just had a thought. It's kind of, it doesn't quite fit, but I'm sure with you anyway. The first time I saw Margot was at a breathwork workshop, which is an altered state of consciousness work that we got involved in later on. And my first words to her after I saw her, I said, "We've known one another before." I literally knew that. I saw a person there. I saw a physical representation of a human being. But I also saw a spiritual being that somehow or another, we had known one another on a different or higher plane of reality. It was just so friggin' obvious to me. So that's a little bit about what we're talking about here. We could say we've known one another before, because we have. We didn't come together by chance to be in this room. And so we already knew before we walked through those doors that we were going to meet one another on a higher plane of reality. The lower plane of reality still exists, didn't disappear. But the higher plane of reality is there as well. And I'm wondering what it would be like, because that's what the book is going to explore today. What it would be like to be in that state of consciousness all the time, or more of the time, and not have to be reminded all of the, hey, you forgot who you were, you forgot who the other people were. Not to have to be reminded of that all the time, but to really live out of that reality. So I'm going to begin on page 285, which is some of the material we covered last week, but just to hold this imagery together.
Jerry.
Yeah, John.
Attention on anybody to see that way.
Is what?
To see other people that way. Is that an intention? Or is that just common?
I think there's different because all of us are working on, I hate to use this terminology, but it's the only one I've got right now. All of us are working on getting there. So I think for most of us, here's where I find myself is to open myself up to the possibility that I can see people as they truly are. And let that openness to the possibility, let that work on me and do its transformational work the best way it knows how. So it's not something I'm doing consciously or creating consciously in my mind, saying, well, I'm going to see you differently. I'm going to see you for who you truly are. I open myself up to that possibility, and however that begins to take hold for me, is that's my work. That's my job. That's my duty at this particular moment. Does that make sense? It's a good question because I come across this quite often. That I know what it's like to be in a lower state of consciousness, to be in ego consciousness, to be grasping, to want to have, to own, to control. I know what that's like. I also know what it's like, at least at times, to be in a higher state of consciousness, to be detached, to be lovingly detached, to be lovingly compassionate, to be non-judgmental, to be open to possibility. The thing about it is that what I try to do a lot of times is to get to my higher consciousness through my lower consciousness. Oh, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to pray more. I'm going to meditate more. I'm going to make this happen. And all that does, that's a tar baby. All it does is get me still a little bit more stuck than I was before. So the real energy, the real happening happens when I'm willing to surrender my need to know how this is going to take place, just open myself up to the possibility that I can know in my heart, in my mind, in my soul, in my spirit, that I am unconditionally loved. Sorry.
Jerry.
So when I say I'm still working on that one, that's kind of a misnomer because really the only work that's involved is surrender, not trying to make something happen. Yeah, John.
Yes. So let me piggyback on your story real quick. When we were in the Unity Church, as you know, I went to yours and Jack's course for many years and at the class. And one day I turned around and looked up and looked into the eyes of this woman. And I thought, I've known her before. We've known each other in different lives. I've known her before. And make the long story short, today we're married. I also, at one point, met the author of Your Soul's Plan. I can't remember his name, and the book is in another room, but Your Soul's Plan. And he tells stories of people doing this and planning this. And even to the point where I remember vividly one time when two people were planning their life together, and one of them, just before the other one went into their body, the other person said, just remember, when we look into each other's eyes, that's when we will remember that we are here for a purpose and that we knew each other before. And so this is not uncommon, and it's something Casey talked about. Mm-hmm. Too. So this is not an uncommon experience. Thanks.
Thank you, John. There's a beautiful little movie called Made in Heaven. Kelly McGillis and can't remember the guy, Timothy Hutton, starring in this movie. It was kind of a sleeper, but it was a beautiful story about just what we're talking about these two souls who were in heaven or paradise, whatever you want to call it, who promised one another, we're going to find one another. And as the story unfolds, they kept missing one another time and time and time again until it finally became a little bit more clear. It's a beautiful little story, made in heaven. I'm sure it's available someplace along the line, but I highly recommend it. Here's the guides talking. If you wish to walk with us now, we would like to take you on a little trip to a gallery, perhaps, with many pictures hung on the walls. Look around, if you please, and imagine that the walls you stand before are decorated with paintings of everyone you've ever met. The gallery would go on forever. You have had so many encounters, not just this lifetime, but all the others. Now invite the ones that have no real need to be there, to be witnessed, to move, and let the ones that are there, that are important to be seen, remain. So it's just like, okay, a bunch of these pictures disappeared. Some of the people that I met in my lifetime are not terribly meaningful at this moment. So I say, okay, disappear. The ones you see before you now are the ones you choose to engage through, to know the self through, and to develop. They're all my teachers. We want you to thank each one present, if you wish, by name. If you wish, in an agreement to, with their own right to be where they are right now, hung on the wall. It'd also be interesting to know you're on other people's walls, because you are. But we wish to acknowledge them and say these words. This is for yourself as well as all others that you might meet this lifetime. I am free of the names I have carried. I am releasing the need to be known through the names I have used. I am acknowledging my freedom and from my agreements I have made with any of you to know myself through the identity I chose in my relation with you. As you say these words, we want you to begin to walk again down a corridor to another gallery. Everybody in that gallery is whole. Everybody who stands around you, wanders around the room, is a luminous being and knows themselves free of the name tags that they have worn. You have come to the gallery of the whole being, and the whole being no longer self-identifies through matter, but through spirit. So in some ways, your body, your physical representation of being here is rather irrelevant, because that's not who you are. Just imagine walking through a day and you're walking through your 5 minutes in your life. And realizing that you're not your body, that you're more than that. So the beings you see before you are luminous beings. They don't hold form in the ways that you have known. Another movie came to mind called Cocoon. Wonderful little story again too. But these alien beings that were part of the movie, if they wanted to show their true form, they sort of unzipped their body. They had a zipper. And when they unzipped their body, it just sort of fell off like a pair of pajamas, okay? And they shown up like beings of light. Here's who I really am. This body is just a spacesuit. One that I've chosen, but it's a spacesuit. The beings you see before you are luminous because they don't hold form in the ways that you have known. What you're actually seeing now is the true self of each one you had seen a painting of. They are fellow travelers. They are as you on a journey home to the reclamation of the true self. Now, if you acknowledge these beings, you will notice that they have no face. The ones you have known before were identified through their features in pigment on a canvas. The ones you see before you are in form as vibration, as love, in unity with their source. I might be able to recognize them as distinct beings, but not as distinct as I would if they had a body and I was looking at them through another body. As you wander this room, understand, please, that each one of you, each one you are encountering, is one you have agreed to know prior to incarnation. Whatever their names were in this lifetime will be gone in the next. Whatever games they played in this lifetime will not be played in the next, because you've already learned whatever you needed to learn from that. Whatever you knew yourself through in relationship to them will not be present as you move forward and progress up the mountain. Ram Dass suggested one time that all of us have been in every possible kind of relationship with one another. Brother, sister, father, mother, cousin, abuse, abuser, you name it. We've all met one another on some level of consciousness. And as one of our teachers likes to say, until you are finished experiencing everyone and everything in every possible way, you're still going to be here. Because the ultimate end of the trip on planet Earth is to hold everyone and everything in unconditional love. And when you do that, you move to the next classroom, whatever that is. Of course, we'd all like to know what's the next class. Well, you're never going to find out what the next classroom is until you finish with this one. That's kind of the secret.
Hey, Jerry?
Yeah.
I think you just answered my question, man. So until I've learned the lessons that I came into this incarnation to get, I'll continue, my soul continues into the next, into the next, into the next. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, you can wrap that in this particular lifetime, but you can also look at this, you know, look at the same thing through other lifetimes as well. Classroom Earth, as one of our teachers says, is the classroom of learning unconditional love. And it's not like you've done it bad, if you've done it wrong, if you have to go through another lifetime, just not finished yet. When you're finished, you'll be done. When you're finished, you'll know it. Holding everyone and everything in unconditional love. And obviously that takes more than one lifetime. Interesting. It could be funny as well. Okay. Yeah, another time around. I mean, and we're not doing the same thing again. Every lifetime, every incarnation we've experienced is holding another being or another group of beings or another situation in life in unconditional love, which I hadn't done before. So it's not like I'm repeating. It's not like some people look at karma as, you know, being punishment for something. It's not about that at all. It's about finishing. It's about love. It's about making everyone and everything as lovable as we possibly can. So we will offer you this. Imagine too that the guides are sitting here in this room, saying, we are teaching you with through vibration and through words, not through a book that's 10 years old, but we are teaching you through vibration and the vibration of the words, which come into your intellect, but also open your heart. And we teach you as well as you allow us to teach you.
Hey, Jerry?
Yeah.
One last thing then. So, so as I come into this incarnation, it just seems like this world of effects is just like one big amusement park. It has so many distractions. So it just feels like that I'll get caught up and distracted. Oh, got to do it again because here comes that big old ride, or here comes that, you know, it just almost feels like this is like a one big amusement park, distraction after distraction after distraction after distraction, until perhaps I'm in an incarnation when I can, where I have this aha or this realization that, okay, that's just an distraction. What am I really here to learn?
Okay. But that's also a great image, Jim, because the first thought that came to my mind as I was listening to you was walking into a hall of mirrors in an amusement park, right? And what's so funny is you know that none of those images are real. You walk in there knowing that, and then you get sucked in kind of to a different kind of reality for a while. And it's amusing. It's fun. Oh, what would it be like if I really looked like that? What would it be like if you really looked like that? And we kind of play that game until we come to the eggs and we go, man, that was something. Or we get on the roller coaster and it scares the crap out of me. Or we come to the end and go, that was just an illusion. It wasn't real fear, it was fake fear. Isn't that interesting? Whatever you know yourself through in relationship to them, to others, will not be present as you move forward and progress up the mountain. So we will offer you this. We wish you to give thanks for the presence before you, for the presence of each one, because you have been gifted by the exchange with them. And as you move beyond personality as a way to know the self, you are aligned to the infinite spirit that is always present in each one you encounter. That's a great sentence. As you move beyond personality as a way to know the self, you are aligned to the infinite spirit that is always present in each one you encounter. We take you further down the hallway. And there is a room with many pages and many books lining the walls. We wish you to sit before yourself at a mirror and open the book that is before you. This is the book of knowing. And as you claim these words in this room, you receive the requirements to know your true gift in this plane and the thing you bring to the world in the most joyful, joyful kind of way. You will say this together, please. On this day, I choose to gift myself with the book of knowing. I know the truth. I know the truth of who you are. I know the truth of who I am. Today, I gift myself with the information I require to receive. On this day, I choose to hold my heart in my heart, the pages of this book, so that I may remember and proceed on my journey with the awareness of my knowing. I am word through this intention. Word, I am word. That's a lot to take in. So I'm going to suggest, I know we've got a lot of time left, but it seems like time to do a little meditation anyway. I'm going to suggest you put your stuff down. Get yourself comfortable in your spot. You can close your eyes if you like. A couple of deep breaths. And just gently allow yourself to soften. Open yourself up to a higher reality. You don't have to know what that looks like or even feels like. You just know you can be there. I can be in a higher sense of awareness. allow your breath to find its own natural rhythm. As you allow yourself to be wrapped in stillness. All those beings who have been meaningful to you in this lifetime are present to you now. The ones you like, the ones you don't like, the ones you love, the ones you don't love. All those beings and all those beings, it turns out, are my teachers. I might not even be aware of what they have taught me. But I know that nothing happens in God's universe by chance. And that everybody has shown up in my life just like I've shown up in theirs for a purpose. I thank all these beings for being a part of this lifetime, for allowing me to grow. Stretch to become. And as I do that, I can leave my attachment to them. I can leave that or begin to leave that behind. Because not only do I know who I am and know who you are, I also realize I am free. From the moment I was conceived here in planet Earth to this moment now, I have grown, I have stretched, I have grown in my awareness of a being of light, of unconditional love. I have grown in awareness of seeing you as a being of light, as a being of unconditional love. I am learning how to hold even the most difficult situations in my life as being a reflection of unconditional love. I am continuing to expand, to grow, to become. My capacity for unconditional love is continuing to expand, to grow, to become. There are no boundaries. That's the reason why there are no labels, because there are no boundaries. I give thanks for the light that I am. I give thanks for the light that you are. You come back to the rhythm of your breathing. Beating of your heart. Your connectedness with all of life. You can stretch. Open your eyes when you're ready. So as we continue with this morning's lesson, is there anything that anybody would like to add or suggest or share before we move on? Yeah, John.
Jerry.
I got two Johns on the phone here. Let me take John on the screen first.
Well, so I'm thinking about what I have been going through for the last 5 months, which I have shared in here. I was laid off, let go, whatever you want to call it. It's not pleasant to work for an organization for 1 month shy of 24 years and then be told, no, we're not going to keep you anymore. So I see this as what I've gone through as phases, and some of this I think is directly, some of what we've been covering this morning is directly related to it. We're asked to see things differently. We are asked to see people differently. For part of the time, I resented individuals in the organization and the decisions they had made or things that I just didn't like about them or whatever. Now, I've reached the point where I see it as a gift. I see this entire experience as a gift. I don't know whose mic is on, but it's not mine. This where there are children speaking in the background. But at any rate, I am going through such growth spiritually and professionally. I've managed to qualify for two very significant professional certifications. I've begun to write, and I published my first article on LinkedIn. There's just all these things going on that are so positive. I look back on the people that I was upset with, and I could almost laugh about them because I just see them as being, we went through what we needed to go through together. I probably didn't come across to them the way they wanted me to come across to them. And so I just see all this now as an incredible learning experience. I held off applying for jobs because as I looked at the jobs that were available, I did not feel that I had the certifications, the qualifications to get the job that I wanted. Now I feel that I have those certifications and qualifications, but I'm not 100% sure I want to go back to it, to the daily grind. I am enjoying myself so richly. I trust that I will be led to the right opportunity, whatever it may be. But it's not easy. It's a challenge. Maybe every day I'm challenged by this. Fear creeps in. Negative thoughts creep in. But it is I am having so much fun that I must be on the right path. I'm just enjoying myself tremendously. So I'd appreciate any prayers anyone would like to say for my future, but I am where I should be right now. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you, John. And John.
thinking about meditation. The point of seeing is that essence in your essence, what that feels like. Many years ago, I was visiting Gethsemane. We were on a tour. We were walking through with the monks there, and this one monk came up, didn't come up, he just paused. And he paused. It was like he saw us, he saw me, and I felt his presence. I remember that to the day, that presence that he must have seen that day.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt that. And so I'm saying, to be seen in your essence is also experience.
Yeah.
That's my story.
That's beautiful. Thank you, John. I'm reminded of, and I know I've mentioned this before, probably in the same context as Jack Poole's favorite line from the movie Avatar, was one being saying to the other, "I see you." Not "I see your body," not "I see," "I see you for who you really are. I see you for the truth of who you are." And the person knowing that back. So yeah, that's a tremendous, tremendous gift to be seen in your truth and to know that you are being seen in your truth. It's not just another body walking into a room.
Jerry?
Yeah.
Hi, I wanted to, when John number one was speaking, and he talked about must be on the right path. In essence, we're all on the right path. No matter what is happening, it is the path that has been that we have chosen along the way. So it is the right path at that time, no matter what.
Sometimes it feels that way and sometimes it doesn't, right?
Right, right. But yeah, when things don't go the way we want them, they don't feel like the right path. But we talked about reincarnation after reincarnation, it must be that every path we encounter is the path we need at that time.
Thanks, Paul. Let me say this particular prayer again on page 287. On this day, I choose to gift myself with the Book of Knowing. Today, I gift myself with the information I require to receive. On this day, I choose to hold to my heart the pages of this book so that I may remember and proceed on my journey with the awareness of my knowing. I am word through this intention, word, I am word. And one final paragraph for today. Now, as we take you through these hallways, in fact, we are taking you within yourself, within the selves that you have known, if you wish, through your encounters with others. So I'm going to suggest that as we walk through this day, to ask ourselves, what would it be like if I could see this person or to see this situation in a higher realm of reality? In higher what would it be? What would this person look like in higher consciousness? And there are many, many different levels of that. So for instance, on a human level, I might see this person sitting next to me as being the most obnoxious SOB that I've ever run into in my life. In a higher plane of reality, I might see them as a person in pain. And that's why they're acting the way they are. And even if I crank it up a little bit more, I see a being just like me who's going through some stuff that he or she needs some help with. And if I crank it up to further, even further, I see a being of light who's at peace. But see, I have to be able to embrace that for myself in order to be able to see that in you. the magic that happened between John, you and that monk you were talking about, you had to be open to that or it never would have happened. It was something that he gave you as a gift, but you had to, on some level of your being, you had to be conscious enough to be able to take it in, or it never would have happened. So I'm going to suggest that we open ourselves up to the possibility today, especially, that we'd be open to the possibility of holding each one of us and each situation we run across in the essence, the power, the love of unconditional love. So I want to thank you again for your presence here. I got to leave a little bit early because I got the duty in the other part of the church here, so I got to get set up with that. So I thank you all for being here. Hope you have a wonderful, wonderful week. And stay tuned. We'll find another gallery to walk through next week.
Thank
you, Jerry.
Thank you, Jerry. Same bad time, same bad channel.
Thanks, everyone. Love you.
Thank you, guys.